for want of time, I just want to say something. Then we need to go so that we'll be able to catch some rest, because there is work tomorrow. You know, initially when I read that part in the scripture that said that Jesus was saying that we should pray the Lord of harvest. What are you doing? Now, Jesus said we should pray the Lord of harvest. I'm not mere hearing myself. Pray the Lord of harvest to send in laborers. And I was wondering, is it that there are people not serving God, people not doing ministry, people not doing many things? It took me time to find out that there is a difference between doing ministry and laboring. You know, the fathers that did some business the way we did it for God and on behalf of God. Do you know what they call revival? In fact, they call it revival labels. How many of you have heard of that phrase, revival labels? At least if you have been to, I don't want to call the name now, but there is some place in Benue State, not Makodio, there is another place. How many of you have heard that place? What do they call it? Revival what? Labels. My point is not the revival. My point is what? The labels. You know, the average mindset of the believer, the minister, the pastor is not in labor. So, what an average pastor is looking for is the easiest way to do ministry. The easier way out. So, when many of them even come and ask for impartation, what they are really looking for is there no way I can do this thing? It will become easier. So you will see anointed people, graced people, but they are not laborers. So God is consistently looking for laborers. What do you think is your prayer point now? What do you seek? Huh? Because whatever you make your target, it may or may not be achieved. So if you don't understand, first of all, the labor of God, and enter into His labor, you might end up achieving things in ministry, but you have not. And what the problem with achieving things in ministry is that if you achieve it, the tendency is to relax. If your target is to have 1,000 member church and you have 2,000, what are you laboring for? You will be telling us those days. Do you know why? You are not a laborer. A laborer has capacity to identify where his father is working and he's always there. So let's assume everything comes. He can look beyond that or in the midst of that and still labor. You know why I'm telling you this? Some people have asked me, why are you still praying the way you are praying? The reason why I'm praying is that my father worketh and I will continue to what? Work. There is labor. People said you are anointed. People say you can do this, you can do this. No, my father what? Labored. Me, I also labor. Amen. So there are scarcity of laborers. One of my major targets here is to raise laborers for God. Even if you marry, it will not affect your labor. Even if you have money, it will not affect your labor. Even if nothing affects it. In Jesus' name. Amen. We pray the Lord of harvest to raise laborers for us. But to my scripture, show me. Okay, maybe let me start from here so that it will give us a background. Esther, you have to be fast with me because I don't have time. After these things, the Lord After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would what? Come. Now, listen. Pay attention. Are you with me now? You see, I have said it often and on. The life of Jesus is beyond a teaching. It is a pattern. The life of Jesus is beyond what? A teaching. And is a pattern. Fact. Jesus is mostly living in such a way that he will lay down a pattern, so that we will not come to a point where we are in doubt of how he would have acted. And in many instances, words might lack the capacity to communicate the exact thing that is in the heart of God. So what God normally do, or rather, in the days that Jesus was in his flesh, he will leave that thing he would have wanted to teach you. And in most cases, as we have seen in the scripture, if he leaves it over a period of time, an inquisitive mind will ask him, why are you doing this? Somebody like Peter will come and ask him, the fig tree that you cursed has what? Died. So he will begin to teach them on faith. That is how Jesus did it. And of course, there is something about human psychology. I don't know. But men are created in such a way that they learn more from what you are doing than actually what you are saying. So if I come here and I talk about prayer, is good. One or two people can pick it. Many times they can't even sustain it. I can talk about fasting, talk about Bible study, talk about holiness, talk about whatever. But what really makes people to do it is the lifestyle of what you are saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the man that wrote the book of Acts of the Apostles is writing in retrospect, obviously, and said, of all that Jesus began to what? Do. And to what? Teach. And when you read the book of John, as we studied last week, I think verse 30 and 31, he said, John was recording. He said, if we begin to write the signs that Jesus did, it will fill all the books and it will not contain it. But he penned down some. He said, this one was written. So there is a purpose for the few signs, because John didn't give himself to much signs, writing of signs and miracles and all that, because he was interested in the person. He was interested in the person, not really his works. But he said, this one is written as a sign. And the Bible said that he was saying that Jesus did these signs before his what? Before his what? So if he did it before his disciples, then he had an intent in his heart so that they will learn. Are you hearing me? I'm coming to this. So the fundamental reason why Jesus do everything he's doing is so that his disciples will learn. Those things that he's doing is not anything on his own. It is for teaching purposes. It is for discipling purposes. So he said that these are the signs he did so that they will believe. So that in believing they will have what? Eternal life. So the whole target is life. But he has to do sign first. There is no other way to teach men the reality of that life except for the fact that there are many signs that Jesus will do. So if you look at the seven signs that John was able to document in the book of John, if you check it well, you will find out that all of them are talking about life. But Jesus has no way of communicating the reality of that life except that he does signs. And that is how God does it. So at the last sign there was when he raised Lazarus. I think the last or second to the last in the book of John. When he finished, he said, what did he say? He said, I am the resurrection and what? Life. He's talking about things that human beings, as of that time, they can't understand it. Do you know what it means to be raised from the dead? It's practically impossible. Now, having this explanation in mind, let us look at this scripture. I said, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them what? Two by two before his face. This means this is like an advanced party, harbingers. people that go ahead of him to declare, so that when he comes, what he wants to do and teach will be common. There are such people like that. There are people that easily pick what God is doing in the spirit, and they will start doing it when it's unpopular. They are harbingers. They are first partakers. So this is what Jesus did. He needed to show a dimension in this city. So he sent 70 ahead of him. So there is a way these 70 will live and act. And then people will begin to ask, who are these guys? Which one is this? There will be so many questions that even his disciples will not be able to answer it. Are you getting the point? So him now will now come and be showing them the reason why. This is what happens. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 or so and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. It is... Okay, let's see verse 2. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are what? Follow. Pray ye therefore the Lord of harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Verse 3. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Verse 4. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. Verse 5. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. And if not, it shall turn to you again. One day we will do a lecture on evangelism, so that you will know who is this Son of Peace. There is such a thing as Man of Peace, Son of Peace. I didn't know. Actually, me, I was taught too. When I attended a mission conference in 2017 at Enugu, they began to teach us what is the Man of Peace. You know, it is easier for you not to know that there is such a thing if all your ministry and evangelism endeavor around here is maybe to the eastern part or western part of Nigeria. If you minister in the north, you must know who or what is the Man of Peace. Let me stop there. Verse 7. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. They say shop as much as you want. What do you think? Go not from house to house, stay one place. Verse 8. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Verse 9. And heal the sick that are daring, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh what? Unto you. Verse 10. But into whatsoever city you ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, verse 11, even the very dust of your city which cleaveth, blah, 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 blah. Verse 12, verse 13, verse 14, verse 15, 16. Are you sure we are doing the same place, sister? Give me 17 quickly. Okay. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Because of time, let's look at 17. And the 70, you were here when they sent out 70. Is it not true? Now, those 70 have returned. And the 70 returned again with what? There is a song. Have you seen that song I sent you? I sent you since morning. You are not in alignment. Something I sent you since morning is in day four. I would have sang it, and I'm rushing to come and sing it. Let's leave this song. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name with joy. Say after me, with joy. There is a song that Katrin Kuhlman began to sing, and then Benny Hinn took the song, and then people like Pastor Chris Oyekilome sings the song. I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free. Miraculous, the changing one, redeemed through Calvary. You don't know it. I've seen the lilies push its way up through the southern soul, and I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. Now, my whole point in this song is that the man said in this song that there is a change, a joy, something that happens when you see the real hand of God at work. I don't know about many things, but I've seen sometimes where people are delivered, people are healed. Like the one that happened at Enugu to that small girl. And she was crying. The thing almost broke me down. That one kind of that thing can change everybody. Not just the person, it can change everybody that is watching. So these guys were full of joy. But anyway, all this thing I'm saying now is preamble. Let's come to what we are saying. Saying, Lord, even the devils are what? Subject to us. What? Pay attention. The key thing I want to bring out here is name. Say after me, name. Thy name, thy name, thy name. The devils are subject only on one basis. What is that basis? So, I think we need to... We don't have time because maybe after 24 hours, we'll still continue on this. It is large. But if you check through the scriptures, even when you come to the apostolic age, one of the things you will find out is that they attributed every act of God amongst them to the name. Even when they raised the man at the beautiful gate, men began to look at Peter and John as if they are special people. Peter and John said, don't look at us as if by our own holiness this man has been healed. He said, but the name, through faith in the name, has made this man whole. The name, what? Through faith in the name. In fact, he started by saying that, he also said that the faith which is by him. So, it is a whole new thing. You know why I'm telling you this thing? The thing is two-sided. Follow me, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Many times, the reason why Satan makes progress in his warfare, in attack, is that there is a point you get to as a believer, you will forget the authority of the name. What I want to show you now is the difference between power and authority. Watch, pay attention, pay attention. The measure to which you can execute the power or anointing that you have is within your revelation of the authority that is in the name. Now, Satan knows when you have gone beyond that revelation, and it will not work. I will show you quickly. Pay attention, pay attention. Now, is it that Peter and Paul doesn't have access to... They have touched something, so... In fact, they have some things. In fact, Peter said, such as I have. Is it not true? Peter said what? Such as I have. You know, evangelist was explaining it. He said that he came first and said, look on us. But when he wanted to raise the cripple, he said, such as I have. So as of that time, well, is an expansive statement, but there is an important lesson in it. When he wanted to raise Crippled, he said, "Such as I have," because it's possible that John doesn't have the crippled dimension. So he have to say, "What? Such as I have." There are people that have it. In fact, there are people that have it and used it beyond the ambit of authority, and Satan will come back and strike. Many things, so even prayer, even warfare, you can go beyond your revelation of authority. Now, everything is done in the name, by the name. Two things. One is what? In the name. And by what? In this case now, the Bible said here, through thy name. It is now a usage. But obviously, every person that is born again, we will assume that if you identify with us as Christians, that you are where? In the name. Because the name is beyond the nomenclature. The name is a circumference of, especially the name of Jesus, is the circumference of all authority. Is the circumference of all. Say after me, all. Including, Satan doesn't have anything. That's the first thing I'm always saying. Satan doesn't have anything. Doesn't have anything. Do you know why you see myself Satan is doing something? Because God has a love affair with man. And when you have a love affair with man, if I find out that this is your object of interest. Are you with me? This is your object of interest. And me, I cannot touch you, but I can touch this person. And I want to harm you. What do you think I will do? This is exactly what is happening. This is exactly what is happening on earth and the universe. Satan cannot do anything to God, but he can do anything to God's beloved. He can do something to God's beloved. And God cannot just close his eyes. He is so interested in his beloved that he is willing to die for his beloved. So, in other words, Satan knows how to get. That's why he. If you say Jesus, he will remove himself and focus on you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why you must have to find a way to hide yourself in the name. Anytime you appear to do business through the name on behalf of Jesus, the war, the contention is that Satan will try to make you to function outside of the name. He will want you to show your head small. He wants to have you face to face. Because he knows if he's between you and him, he will deal with you. The real thing that is giving us advantage is nothing in ourselves. Let me tell you why I'm saying this thing. The tendency is to use the name, function by the name, and get used to it. And then when you get used to it, it stops having the power that it used to have. Suddenly you think that the things happening in your life is because you stumbled upon new things in the spirit. Because when you stay around this circle, apostolic circle, we talk about weapons, talk about those things are subsets. They are departments in the faculty of the name. Anything you touch is a department, not the main thing is the name. What Jesus gave is the name. Now, of course, when you give a man the name, it is simplistic to come and say what Jesus gave us is the name. Just say the name of Jesus is simplistic. Because the name of Jesus is bigger than just saying the name of Jesus. There were days we did not say the name of Jesus, but we benefited from the authority that is in the name. Is it not true? Mm-hmm. So, the name is beyond saying the name of Jesus. There are many things involved. And the majority of the things we are teaching here is an excerpt of what the name can achieve for the believer. Say after me, the name. So, anytime you hear the name in the scripture, and some Bibles, they, when you mention the name, they will quickly give you a footnote and call it authority in some cases. Sometimes when you see power, they will quickly call it what? Authority. Depending on the Bible you are using, but I'm using KJV. Another good translation you can use. Are you with me? Another good translation is... Which one do you want to say? This one you are looking at me. ASV. That's American Standard Version. She also said American Standard Version. And I also say American Standard Version. I don't know about recent versions, recent editions. But I know of the older ones that are very, very good. If you read it, this thing now, some of these things I'm saying from the American Standard Version, you will see almost the same thing with KJV. But in the case of, instead of saying power in those cases, they will simply use authority. Straightforward. Are you hearing me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Now, my target today is to just explain to you the difference between power and authority. So that you will understand why God is giving us many rules that He's giving us. Remember, what Jesus gave you fundamentally is authority. How much power do you have? You know, no matter how much power you think you have now, there are demons and principalities that will rise and crush you like potato. You are like, have you seen mashed potatoes? Huh? Have you seen tomato puree? Huh? Egwe. Ah! They are brute beasts. There is such a thing as that thing that is in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Wicked spirits. Say after me, wicked spirits. They take joy in doing wickedness. Wicked spirits. If you are telling them stop, they don't know how to stop. You will have to restrain them. You restrain those kind of beasts. You don't placate them, you restrain them. So how much power do you think you have as a person to stop? There are certain things around your life that you can stop by power. But you will soon, pay attention, are you with me? But soon you will find a demonic case. You will find a challenge that your power, the one you have accessed now, does not have the capacity to deal with. How many of you have faced that challenge before? You were able to, by power, deal with some cases, and then you faced another one. You did go. The more you are doing it, the more you are going. You know why? You know what will happen? Satan will want to keep you within that thought. Let me tell you. Life is about consciousness. Pay attention. Because what I'm teaching you, in its functionality, the difference is not much. Are you getting the point? The difference doesn't seem much. It is all about consciousness. Many times when men step out to effect a change, to change and neutralize what Satan is doing, when you step out, there is a consciousness you carry. The effect, the result you will have is dependent on that consciousness. Remember, whatever tool and whatever plane you decide to step out from is your reality in Christ. Whether you decide to step out by power, step out by whatever, it is still your reality. And the experience you will have as a result of how you stepped out will be dependent on that consciousness. So somebody will... Pay attention. This is what I mean. Somebody will stretch forth his hand and say, in the name of Jesus. And the reason why he's saying in the name of Jesus is because he prayed 3 hours in the morning. So he felt that he has generated enough power Are you paying attention? He has generated enough power to deal with this issue. And he can be correct or not. Another person will take his hand and put on and still say the nomenclature in the name of Jesus. But what is in his consciousness is the fact that Jesus can subdue everything. What I'm doing is just to stretch my hand. Meanwhile, are you paying attention? Meanwhile, you just saw two people that stretched their hands. And they will have different results. Meanwhile, they took the same, obviously as human beings, we saw the same part, the same exercise, the same words. But what makes the difference now is what is captured where? In their consciousness. And life is about consciousness. Let me give you an example. Huh? If I stretch my hands and put on you now and say, Jesus, Jesus, and another person do it, you know we are saying Jesus, Jesus, but you know we are communicating something. And what we are communicating is based on what is that sometimes the information is subconscious. Many times you feed your consciousness the information to work with. Is it not true? So maybe because you have cast out devil, when you see that one, you quickly rush and say, in the name of Jesus. What you are trying to do is, which one is this small devil? And for me, many times it works. But there are cases we see will not work. What you need to invoke, put in your consciousness, is the name of Jesus. Some people, when they continue to say it, their consciousness will begin to picture a shield in the spirit. Are you paying attention? Meanwhile, all of you are saying the name of Jesus. This one is speaking with a consciousness of the things that the name can bring to the table. That is why you cannot do without light and information. What you don't know, you don't know. You will have results. You will be efficient. You will be effective to the tune of light that you have accessed. It is not as if the name is not powerful, but it's powerful to the ambit of your consciousness. The consciousness that is activated by the light that you have now what? Accessed. So somebody like me, when I lay hands on your head and I release a function by the consciousness within me, and the first one did not work, pay attention. I'm teaching you practical matters from the scripture. First one did not work. In my consciousness, I will change quickly to another one. How many of you have done it before? And then, I'm still saying Jesus, so. But you don't know what you were doing now. I'm teaching you what you were doing. I'm still saying Jesus, but I have changed another one. And then I will use second one. Sometimes second one doesn't work. Sometimes third. I will have to enter fourth or fifth. Meanwhile, you might not be able to enter fourth or fifth if you are not aware of which thing in the name, which place in the name, which tool in the name, which dimension in the name, which measure in the name that can solve this matter. Meanwhile, what Jesus gave them is what? The name. Makomaha, Nikosasa, Tekapana, Amokate, Fakobanaha, Katibitaka, Greto Kosasam, Petalaha, Tinaka. The name. The name. Listen. Sometimes I will lay hands on somebody and say, Jesus. What I'm doing is that I'm subduing every other thing. I'm saying Jesus. Jesus. In some cases, I will say Jesus. What I'm saying is that I bring you out. In other one, remember is the name. This function will be easily explained to you for some people that have the gift and grace to see in the spirit. Because you might not know the condition the person is suffering can be that he is being trapped. Are you getting the point? It can be that the person, there is a sin, a misdemeanor in his life that Satan saw as a reason to step in. Are you getting the point?
It can also be that he collided with rebellious beast. You see, there are things that people say. They say, let me also tell you something quickly before I go. Just because you have the name as authority doesn't mean you will not face war. Doesn't mean Satan will not attack you. What you now do with the name is the next thing. In fact, why do you need to be given the name if there will be no contention, if Satan will not make an attempt to attack? Are you getting the point? You have the name for those days. You have the name for those functions. You have the name for those contention. You have the name for those wars. That will mean it will come. Let me give you an example now. So, this is an example. I think Victor was talking about it the other day. Come. Okay. Stand up, please. Where is desire? Desire, oh yeah, come. Let me use you to do example. Come and stand here. Can you see? There are three people here. This person, is it not true? Pay attention. This person, is it not true? Who is the third person? Huh? Reduce a little so that they will hear me. Now, anybody that passes here, tell the person to stop. Are you hearing me? Anybody that wants to pass here, tell the person to stop. I'm the one that told you. I have come and pass. What? I'm teaching you what is authority. Are you hearing me? I have come and pass. Just pass. He said, listen. Just tell him to stop. See the way she casually said. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is what is called authority. Huh? But many people that doesn't understand the authority that is in the name, when they come in this instant, if I have not taught this lady now, because what she wanted to do initially is for this guy to come so that he will push him and stop him. Huh? If Satan gets you in this point, you may or may not. If it's me and him like this, I may. Is it not true? Because by power, seem as if we are either equal, I don't know. Are you getting the point now? But between the two of them, by power, who is? But by authority, who is? So why did this guy stop? Is it because of power? Because of what? Go back again. Let me show you something. Now, this is where the teachers of this thing stop, but this is not where it stops. Satan took war to heaven. You will not hear me. He knew that God will defeat him, know everything. Still, he still attempted it. Probably there might be a gap in knowledge. Do you know the reason why Satan has the effrontery to attack the believer? He knows that an average human being has a deficiency in one way or the other. Either a deficiency in knowledge or a deficiency in lifestyle. And it can be the basis of his attack. And even in some instances, Satan will calculate collateral damage and decide to attack you and lose 50 people just to make an impact. Even when he knows he can't win, what if he can make an impact? Watch. Now, remember what happened before. Now, come and pass. If she tell you to stop, don't stop. Except she can stop you. If you can stop him with your power, stop him. Oya, come and pass. You just carry her like this. Keep one side. Many of you, Satan have carried you to one side. You have not realized that the reason why he is obeying sins is because what? There is authority to compel him. Are you seeing the point?
I am standing. Rehoboth, come, let me use you. I know, I heard you look for people's trouble now. Go this side. Come and stand. Watch another example. I gave you authority, but this guy doesn't want to obey the authority. The reason why I'm telling you this thing is that demons are fundamentally rebellious. Never forget that. What is rebellion? Rebellion is sin against authority. So that will mean that demons, principalities are if you permit them, they will fight authority. And the reason why I'm telling you this thing is that you that he has been conquering before, he will come here, defeat you, only for you to be born again and then realize the authority that is in the name, and then you stood and he's giving him the name. He will want to try. Are you getting the point? Is it not Joyce that I'm defeating since? How come she now stand today and is telling me to go back? Let me try first. Are you getting the point? That is why you will have authority, but one day you need to grow in power too. So if he's coming, quietly use your voice and tell him stop, but he will not stop. Come. Don't allow him to pass, my friend. Don't allow him. Are you seeing the point now? Remember what happened. What happened in this case? He just took this one and kept her one side, but he wanted to do this one. Now, anytime you fight, come. Anytime you engage warfare on this basis, this man will always win. Do you know why? He has authority to put Satan in his place. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He has authority, but you need to know Satan is a rebel. Even the Bible was testifying in the book of Psalm chapter 110. He said that the Lord has stretched forth the rod of his strength from where? Out of Zion with one mandate. He said what? Rule down. We will never see dominion until we receive strength to enforce what is in the heart of God. Satan will continue to run riot. Meanwhile, he has said his verdict. When Jesus met some demons, he said, "Why are you here to torment us before time?" That means they know that there is a time appointed to them. Yet they are there doing riot. You have to rise and enforce what God has desired about principalities and powers. They will continue to mess up with everybody in your family, pretending as if they are king. No, they are just moving around like a roaring lion. They are not the lion. We have only one lion. That's why I'm here. I feel something now. Stop allowing Satan from playing around your family, your loved ones. Where today, strike this one with sickness, strike this one with epilepsy, strike this one with this one. You will just be saying in the name of Jesus whatever you want. You will stay there, they will die. Even you will die and go to heaven. Your assignment on earth is not fulfilled. Even if I don't want to live, I live for my assignment. The church never knew that it was not God's intention for the early apostles to die as early as they died, until they caught Peter. And when they caught Peter, the Bible said, and the church rose up and prayed. And prayer was made. Use your authority in the next 2 minutes. Use your authority. Pata Kakoria. Pentebora Katapa. We bring the hammer of the authority that is in the name. Bring it upon circumstances, situations. You can name them. Come
Come with a consciousness. Come with a knowing. Come with a revelation. Come with an understanding. Saboria, papatas, kapatilaka, kapetekete patata, rakapata patata kapapapapa, wal papetekate, apetekita kapatata, mantababua takapatate, papapapapapate, apata kapata kapaya, apapapapapa. Use the whole Satan! I charge you in the name of Jesus! Baruch Haba, the Shema Donai, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let gates open. Let walls crash down. Bring the force, the energy of the name. There is an energy that comes from the name. There is a force, there is a potency. Over your circumstance, your marriage, your business, your walk with God. How can somebody wake up to pray in tongues and demons be closest to her mouth? How? How can somebody bring up Bible to read and demons will make you not to understand scripture? You rise up to fast. They won't allow you to fast. They won't allow you to pray. Some of them afflict you with sicknesses. How can God ordain you as an intercessor, a washer, and you can't fast? You can't fast because you have ulcer. Take care of that devil. Command the situation to change. Bring the name. How can a woman be sleeping with you in the dream? How can a man be sleeping with you? Come against him in the name. Represent the name and all that he represents in God, all that he represents in the spirit. Satan bow, demons bow, witchcraft bow. baptism power. Every issue, everybody that have any health issue, be denied. We send back arrows. We withstand this couch of darkness by denying. We send Satan packing. We send Satan packing. We send Satan packing. How can you be living in your house with demons and darkness? Bring the name, bring the name.